This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the August 1st, 2014 podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading a summary of an article on surgical technique published today. Novel hydrogel application in minimally invasive surgical approaches to spontaneous intracranial hypotension. A report of two cases by Casey Mengo Chai and colleagues. Orthostatic headache, secondary to spontaneous intracranial hypotension, is traditionally treated with conservative measures such as bed rest, hydration, and caffeine. For refractory and severe cases in which conservative treatment fails, an epidural blood patch, or EBP, is the gold standard. Despite being standard treatment, EBPs are still reported to have a failure rate of 23 to 44% because of challenges in localizing the site of CSF leak preoperatively. There are limited options for treatment of persistent spontaneous intracranial hypotension secondary to CSF leaks in which repeated EBPs have failed. The authors report two cases in which patients did not respond to repeated EBPs, but were successfully treated with a novel adjuvant use of a hydrogel dural sealant in addition to a repeat EBP. The hydrogel dural sealant was effective in both cases, regardless of CSF leak locations. This method not only seals dural defects on contact, but also expands in volume, thereby increasing the intracranial pressure by a tamponade effect. At the one-month follow-up, symptoms and radiographic signs of spontaneous intracranial hypotension had completely resolved for both patients. This minimally invasive dural repair procedure with hydrogel dural sealant offers a viable alternative in patients in whom EBPs have failed. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to jnspodcast@thejns.org.